The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 9. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari. Recorded on September 22nd, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 9. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Dharmasyahya pavargasya.
Narutarta yogapkalpate
Narutasya dharmakantasya
Kamolabhaya hi smritaha
Dharmasya hyapavargasya
Narutarta yogapkalpate
Nartasya dharmai kantasya
Kamolabhaya hi smritaha.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. Purport. We have already discussed that pure devotional service to the Lord is automatically followed by perfect knowledge and detachment from material existence. But there are others who consider that all kinds of different occupational engagements, including those of religion, are meant for material gain. The general tendency of any ordinary man in any part of the world is to gain some material profit in exchange for religious or any other occupational service. Even in the Vedic literatures, for all sorts of religious performances, an allurement of material gain is offered, and most people are attracted by such allurements or blessings of religiosity. Why are such so-called men of religion lured by material gain? Because material gain can enable one to fulfill desires which in turn satisfy sense gratification. This cycle of occupational engagements includes so-called religiosity followed by material gain and material gain followed by fulfillment of desires. Sense gratification is the general way for all sorts of fully occupied men. But in the statement of Sutta Goswami, as per the verdict of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is nullified by the present shloka. One should not engage himself in any sort of occupational service for material gain only, nor should material gain be utilized for sense gratification. How material gain should be utilized is described as follows.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamala Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatanvita Vita
tam sajiva sadaita zavaduta parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna vadan sahagana lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha.
So, this word, Apavarga, is a very interesting word. So those of you who have studied Sanskrit, you know what is the Pavarga. For example, in this Bhagavatam on page 413, you can see the different vargas. There's the gargas, vargas for the gutturals, the palatals, the cerebrals, the dentals, and the labials, depending on where you pronounce the, where in the mouth the consonant is pronounced. There's different vargas according to where you pronounce in the mouth the consonant. Each one of these is called a varga, you see. There's the ka varga, which is ka, ka, ga, ga, na. And then in this way you go through all the vargas. Finally you come down to the pa varga, which is pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. That's the pa varga. So in Sanskrit, if you have an a in front of a word, it negates it. It's like in English we say non, non, like essential and non-essential. In English, non negates it. I'm sure you have something in Bulgarian also that negates. So in Sanskrit, the word this, the a negates it. You see. So there's pavarga and a pavarga. Not pavarga. You see. So why the pavarga has been brought into this verse? Why pavarga? Each one of these letters, pa, pa, ba, pa, and ma, symbolizes something. Pa in, symbolizes parishrama, very, very hard labor, working like an ass, parishrama. Just like in the modern day society, one boy wrote me, he has to commute 5 hours to work, can you imagine? 5 hour commute to work. There's even the story of one boy, one day he saw this man, he asked his mother, "Mother, who is this man?" And the mother said, "Oh, my dear son, that is your father." And the boy said, "I've never seen him before." Because before, the boy would wake up in the morning, the father would go over on the commute to his work for many hours, riding on the train across India, the workplace. And then the boy would go to sleep at night. The father would come home after the boy was asleep. And the poor father, he was working 7 days a week, you see. So one day there was a holiday and he came, he was at home, and the boy said, "Who is this man in the house?"
My dear son, that is your father. So this is called Parishrama. Very hard labor, you see. And just like when a horse, he runs very hard, he starts foaming at the mouth, you see. Sometimes a human being may also foam in the mouth when he works very, very hard. So pa means parishrama, hard labor. And pa means pena, or foam from the mouth. And then the next item is ba. That means banda, bondage. He's totally bound up. He's working hard. He's foaming at the mouth, trying to maintain his wife and kids. He's completely a slave, totally bound up in this hard labor, you see. And what is the reward for his pa, pa, and ba? Ba. Bhaya. He's scared of death. He's fearful. There's so many fears and anxieties. If I lose my job, I won't be able to make my mortgage payment. They'll take my house away. I may have an automobile accident on the highway and be killed in a head-on collision. My wife might divorce me and take the kids away. So many fears and anxieties are torturing the poor fellow's mind, you see. Pa, pa, ba, ba. And if that wasn't enough, then there's ma, death, mrityu. So just see the plight of the poor fellow, you see. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. What a horrible nightmare he's going through. But if you can negate it and say na, or ah, you say in this case, apavarga, negate it. That means he's liberated. No hard labor, no foam from the mouth, no bondage, no fear, and no death. So this means this system of analyzing Sanskrit, it's not some new thing from the scholars. Even 5,000 years ago, this system of the different vargas, you see, this is an ancient, ancient language, Sanskrit. Just see how poetic these sages were that they would come up with the term apavarga. You see, it's how poetic. Everything is perfect, so perfect, scientific and poetic. So I just love this term apavarga. You see, so it's really cool. You know, from an intellectual standpoint, it's really cool the way they did it, the way they devised this term. So that's the key point in this verse, you see. That all occupational engagements are meant for apavarga, for liberation. Now that means, whatever occupation you have, you must use it for liberation, apavarga. This is confirmed by Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Yat karoshi yadasnasi yajjohosi dadasi yat yat tapashashi kaunteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me.
Подлагаш прави това усилие на Кунти като жертвоприношение за мен.
What is one of the biggest austerities that people do? Their job. You see? That's an austerity, work that job. But Krishna says, do those austerities for me. What does that mean? Well, it's all for Krishna. No, it's not just saying it's all for Krishna. No, you have to offer the result to Krishna. That's the point. I'm working hard, I'm earning some money. I come to the temple. I see the donation box over there. And I don't even put one leva in the box. I just take some prasadam and go, you see. You see, that is not working for Krishna. That's working for my sense gratification. The result of my austerities, that is meant for Krishna. So as much as possible, I should stuff that box. Full of levas. So that every day, Purusha Chuta has to empty the box and take it to the bank. This is called working for Krishna, you see. So whatever you eat, of course, that must be offered to Krishna. If you want to give some charity, some people ask me, they say, well, should I give the United Way, or should I give my charity? I should donate money for the AIDS victims, or, you know, where should I give my charity? If you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. So if you want to give, you have some money to give in charity, give to Krishna. Give to the Krishna conscious movement. Give to the Krishna conscious preachers. This is the proper utilization of charity. So if, and whatever money you spend, you say, well, I have to pay my rent, I have to pay my car payments, you know, I can't give all my money to the temple, be reasonable. Whatever money you require for your household life. Is that your money? No, it's not your money, it's Krishna's money. That means you have to, even when you spend for your own household, your own wife, kids, your own personal needs, it all must be spent in a Krishna conscious way. Every penny we spend should be spent in a Krishna conscious way. Not spent whimsically or frivolously on sense enjoyment. So in this way, if you utilize your occupation, the result of your occupation, in the service of Krishna, then that occupation itself will be part of your liberation. And when you go to work on Monday morning, you will not be depressed. You'll be enlivened. Another week of, I get another week of serving Krishna here in this workplace. If you have dovetailed everything in Krishna's service in this way, then you will see Krishna within your workplace. And you see your workplace within Krishna. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text number 30. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvanchamai pashyati tashaham na pranashami satchamena pranashati. For one who sees everything in me and sees me in everything, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So if you will actually offer everything to Krishna at every minute, your every thought, your every word, and your every deed, if you will dovetail in this way everything with Krishna 24 hours a day, then guess what you're going to have? You're going to experience Krishna at every minute wherever you go. In the temple, on the street, in your home, wherever you may go, you will feel Krishna is present. To the extent that we offer everything to Krishna, to that extent we actually can feel how the Lord is present. Bhakti Padeshanu Varovaraktir Anyatra Chaisha Traka Eka Kalaha Prapadyamanasha Yatasnanashushti Pushti Charapayo Nagasam. This is the wonderful Bhagavatam verse, which tells us how we can measure our advancement in Krishna consciousness. There is actually a scientific way you can analyze your own advancement. How far have I progressed along the pathway to pure bhakti? Have I finally gotten to 1%? 2%? How far along the path am I towards 100% bhakti? This verse is very, very nice verse to analyze your own position. It states like this: devotion, direct experience of the Lord, and detachment from all material things occurs simultaneously for one who is engaged in the process of devotional service. Just as satisfaction, nourishment, and eradication of hunger occur increasingly with each bite, for one who is engaged in the process known as eating. So, do all of you devotees, do you all eat? You're all eaters, everyone eats? Yes, we all eat, yes. Haribo! Krishna Vashad Ki Jai. Okay, we're all eaters. That means that just as we can become satisfied, nourished, and eradicate our hunger by eating, in the same way, by doing bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, we will feel bhakti. We will feel how we're developing love for Krishna. We're becoming attracted to that little blue cowherd boy. When I look at Krishna, he looks beautiful. You see, that means I'm getting some bhakti. Sometimes there's a custom amongst devotees, at least in Eastern Europe, to when a spiritual master comes, they will bring their child and say, "Can you give my?" It's not a diksha, but they say, "Can you give my child a transcendental child name?" And it's customary of our gurus. I've seen we do that. We give child names, not that we initiate, but we just give a child name for them. Sir, one mother bought her a little girl. "I would like you to give my child a name." So I asked the little girl, "What do you like about Krishna? Why do you like Krishna?" She said, because he's so beautiful. That's why I said, oh, your name is Shama Sundari then. So that's a fact. Krishna is really good looking. I mean, he just like, you know, it's just the sweetest, most wonderful thing to see Krishna, you know. So the more you can actually see Krishna and go, wow, that means you're advancing in Krishna consciousness. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, bhakti pareshanu bhavo varaktir. The next thing is to experience Krishna within everything. And this is the wonderful feature of relishing the beauty of Krishna when you see the deity or an ecstatic kirtan, you know, the name, the pastimes. The more you can connect with Krishna in these things, the more you will feel connected with Krishna everywhere within everything. That's the beauty of this process. It's like Krishna says, Rasoham apsukonteya prabhashmi shashashuryayo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdhake parasham nishu. That means even the chirping birds is a manifestation of Krishna. Shabdhake, that means the sound in ether. So the more you can become Krishna conscious, the more you will say, oh, that's Krishna, the sound in the ether. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You will become connected with Krishna within everything. Gradually, as you progress in Krishna consciousness, as you wake up to the transcendental reality of Krishna's omnipresence, you'll be able to experience Krishna with whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you taste, whatever you feel, with all your senses, even with your intelligence also. You'll feel more and more connected with Krishna. Then what is the last item? Viraktir. And then when it comes to sense gratification, will you be attracted? Are you kidding, Maya Devi? Get that naked woman out of here. I have my Krishna. That's all I need, you see. So in this way, the devotee, you see, becomes completely surcharged with bhakti, and he can feel how he's developing more love for Krishna, how he's becoming more and more aware of Krishna in all times and all places, all circumstances, and becoming detached from sense enjoyment. So this is a very, very tangible process. It is not a make-believe fantasy. It is scientific. Just like when I was in high school, we took a chemistry course, and they told us, my dear students, H2O equals water. Now, if we had any skepticism about this formula, then it was immediately destroyed, because the next day they took us to the laboratory. And each student was given a test tube, hydrogen, oxygen, and a laboratory manual. And we were instructed how to combine two parts of hydrogen with one part of oxygen. And lo and behold, What did we get in our test tubes? Wow, it's water. Look. It's real. H2O equals water. So we are giving you students a test tube. Krishna is actually giving the test tube. We're just telling you what it is. That's all. And the test tube is your consciousness. See. So if you will take your consciousness and you will absorb it in Krishna, then you will get what's called Krishna Bhakti. And you can scientifically experience this just as the student in the laboratory experienced water in his test tube. All you have to do is take your consciousness and absorb it in Krishna. In any one of the nine processes, Navavidha Bhakti. And you will get this awakening, this wonderful awakening of Krishna Bhakti. Which, as it becomes completely perfect, will lead you to the awakening of your svarup, your original identity in the spiritual sky. Our identity in this world is man, woman, Bulgarian, American. These are all temporary things. They come and they go, like the passing of the seasons. But there is an actual you, a constitutional you, which is completely transcendental to all this drama going in here. Just like the famous playwright William Shakespeare, he said, "This world is but a stage." And the poor player struts and frets upon his hour upon the stage and then is no more. You see. So whatever role we may play in this present drama called 2010, it will be finished. It's like a drama is over, the curtain closes, and then everybody goes home, they close the theater, you see. But those actors, they don't die when the curtain closes and everybody goes home. They have an identity apart from the stage. So when this drama called the material world is all wound up within the breathing of Mahavishnu, you will still exist. There'll be no more Bulgaria. There'll be no more Europe. There'll be no more planet Earth. The whole no more Black Sea. No more Burgas. Or Plovdiv, you see. The whole, or Arad, Romania will be also gone. Every Estonia will also be gone. Your Tallinn will be finished. Everything finished. You but you will still exist. You exist as an Estonian, a Romanian, a Bulgarian, or a woman. No. You will exist Jivara Sarupahai Krishnara Nityadas. You will exist as Krishna's eternal servant. So since that is who you actually are, why not just go ahead and be who you are right now? Why live in a false dream? I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm a Bulgarian, I'm an American. Why just gonna just give it up now? Be who you are. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See, that will wake you up. That will bring you back to your actual identity. Therefore, Prabhupada said at least 16 rounds every day. You see? When I went to get my Brahman thread from Prabhupada, it was very special because usually you would see Prabhupada on the Vyasa San, there'd be a big crowd of devotees. But when you went for your Brahman thread, it was just you alone with Prabhupada. Even the monarchies got to go and be alone with Prabhupada to get their Brahman thread. The Mataji's would get the mantra, but not the thread. But even the Mataji's would go in alone to get their mantra from Prabhupada. Can you imagine just you and Prabhupada all alone together in the room? How special that would feel! Oh. Just you and Prabhupada all alone. So when I got there all alone with Prabhupada, he asked me one question. He said, "You're chanting 16 rounds regularly?" I said, oh yes, Prabhupada. So that's what the spiritual master wants, you see. It's the most important qualification. Chanting at least 16 rounds every day. Because that mantra brings us out of the illusion of bodily consciousness. It brings us back to our eternal identity. And the four regulative principles must also be there. Because if you're trying to light a fire, will you pour water on it at the same time? So if I'm chanting Hare Krishna to light the fire of Krishna Bhakti, will I have illicit sex at the same time? No, that would put out the fire of Bhakti. Will I take intoxication, smoke a cigarette, or have some marijuana? No, it'll put out the fire of Bhakti. Will I get carried away and get a McDonald's hamburger? No, they'll put out the fire of Bhakti. Well, I think, wow, I really want some money. I'm going to go ahead and take a chance and buy a lottery ticket. Again, that'll put out the fire of Bhakti. So we avoid these four things: illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because Prabhupada ordered us. And it is also in the Shastras. And we chant Hare Krishna. And in this way, what will be the result? Apavarga. No more pa, pa, ba, pa, and ma. Finished. Hard labor, foaming in the mouth, bondage, fear, and death. Finished. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Narada Muni Prabhu.
Sometimes when we are trying to surf at some point, we also experience foam in the mouth. So what is...
Oh, if you're foaming the mouth for Krishna, that's transcendental foam. But it's not prasadam. Any other question?
Все пак обаче поне така съм чул, че Харкришна Махамантра е дошла в западния свят благодарение на Шил Прабхупад, така че дали той знае какъв е бил пътя на Харкришна Махамантра
преди
да стигне тя до него.
А, преди да стигне тя
до него. В смисъл, как със сигурност е тръгнал от Прабхупад и е пратил по някакъв начин до него, но как е стигнал до него чрез този приятел, който знае.
You mentioned the other day how you first heard the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from your close friend. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
But we know that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra came to the West due to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
So he's asking how is that, what was the way that the Maha Mantra came to you even before you know Prabhupada?
The person who taught it to me had learned it from either directly or indirectly from the devotees in San Francisco, because devotees were there in Haight-Ashbury, and this person had been in Haight-Ashbury. In fact, he showed me an article from the Saturday Evening Post mentioning how this mantra was being taught by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Този човек по директен или индиректен начин бил чул тази мантра от предано-дадените в Сан-Франциско, защото той живеел там.
See, not only the devotees chanted Hare Krishna in those days, it was very popular with the countercultural people.
По това време не само предано-дадените повтаряха Hare Krishna.
In the Lower East Side of New York, it was very popular. In Haight-Ashbury, it was very popular.
Популярно сред хипитата в Нью-Йорк, в Haight-Ashbury, в Сан-Франциско.
You know, George Harrison put it on My Sweet Lord, you know, became very popular. Of course, at that time it hadn't come out yet. This was it came out as a big hit near the end of 1970. This was 2 years earlier in
1968.
But my friend Patrick, he had gotten it directly or indirectly from the devotees there in Haight-Ashbury.
Чул тази мантра директно или индиректно от преано дадените в Сан Франциско.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Yeah.
Аз ще влезна в ролята на лошия. Да, нали, Сакшена Пабу каза, отивате, работите, нали, после харчат всичките пари за Кришна, и това е, нали, Кришна съзнание. Поне така, това е седантата. Обаче, това да работиш за Кришна, всъщност включва много, как го нарека, затруднение. Трябва да общуваш с разни хора, които не ти говорят за Кришна. Те не са Кришна осъзнати и те не улесняват мантруването ти на Хара Кришна, не се интересуват, що си закъснял сутринта, не си дошъл в 6:30 на работа, не се интересува дали си свършил кръговете, кога ще се прибереш, дали си свършиш кръговете, какво ще ядеш. В смисъл, ти си отделно от това ти говорят постоянно някакви глупости за всякакви други неща. И това влияе също на съзнанието. Постепенно, нали, това може да се доведе до по-лош резултат от началото. Така че аз не виждам как това нещо може да бъде, може да бъде всъщност много деструктивно. Сам Кришна Прабхупада ви казва.
You said that one should work for Krishna, but when we are working, we meet a lot of difficulties because we have to associate with these non-devotees, and they don't care that we have to chant our rounds, and we might get late for work sometimes. And their association, they're talking topics that are not related to Krishna, and this can gradually affect our consciousness. And actually, at the end, the result, you know, by working this job. Yes, our chanting can decrease, and the association with the non-devotees can increase. So at the end, the situation might get worse before we get the worst.
Okay. You were at last night's class? Did you hear about Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He had a job. The point is, whatever free time you do have, absorb it intensely in devotional service. If you do so, that will give you sufficient strength to weather the storm of your job. Navigating a day at work is like going through a storm. But if you have good sadhana, you can weather the storm successfully without getting hurt.
Но ако имаш добра садана, ще можеш да преминеш през бурята без да се нараниш, нещо да ти се случи.
I recommend having fun with it, play with it like a toy.
Аз ти препоръчвам да се забавляваш и да си играеш като си играчка.
I was working in the corporate world doing telesales, selling things on the telephone.
Аз работих в бизнес света, като продавах по телефона разни неща.
So one day I decided enough is enough. I'm not going to go to work anymore without T-lock. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm a T-lock man. I'm not a T-lock-less man. I'm a T-lock man.
Един ден реших, стига вече, не може да продължава така. Аз трябва, ще си слагам T-lock и ще ходя на работа.
So I wore my work to T-lock. I wore my T-lock to work. And I sold like crazy that day. I mean, I made tons of money for the company that day. When I was wearing my T-lock, I was on fire. Actually, I was an award-winning salesman. But my boss said, he said, I don't know what that is on your forehead. From now on, you got to wear it every day. So I would just have fun with it, you know. He didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. Plus, they have do you all celebrate Halloween in Europe? Halloween? Where you wear costumes?
No.
Oh. In America, there's one day out of the year called Halloween, and you can wear a costume to work that day. So, of course, I wear a dhoti that day to work. So I would just, you know, I would just have fun with it, you know. Don't let it get you down. The best thing is you get up early in the morning and chant 16 really good quality rounds before you go to the work. Let's say you know, whatever time you go to work, just get up early enough to get all your rounds done first so your battery is completely surcharged with bhakti. I mean, your mobile phone requires electricity, doesn't it? When you're on and about, is it plugged in? When you're wandering around Sofia, is your mobile phone plugged in? Well, how does it work if it's not plugged in? Because you charged it before you left your house. So, if you're going to treat your mobile phone so responsibly to charge it before you leave the house, what about your consciousness? You should also charge your consciousness with Krishna Bhakti before you leave the house, so it doesn't go dead in the middle of the day like your mobile phone going dead in the middle of the day. If your mobile phone is fully charged, it'll make it through the whole day. If it's not fully charged, it'll go dead in the middle of that important call. So if your consciousness is fully charged in the morning, it won't go dead in the middle of the job. It's just a matter of supercharging your consciousness every day before you head to the work. Don't just sleep to the last minute, get up, throw some prasad in your mouth and go to work, you know, forget it, you'll never have a good day. Tapasa brahmacharena, you gotta get up early, see. Do some tapa. Rise early. Take your bath. Chant the holy names with deep absorption. And then you'll be all surcharged to conquer the whole world. Even the meanest, nastiest boss won't be able to disturb your Krishna consciousness. Because you're connected with the supreme boss,
Krishna,
at every minute.
Добре, идея, ако мобилният телефон е старичък, като мери и батерията му вече е малко и някъде към 12 часа почва да вика пиу, 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 пиу.
Това си на обяд ли?
И да, по-добре.
А право, може ли? Това темата е с народа Моника. Добре.
Окей, бъд... But if the mobile phone is old, like me, and the battery is worn out, so even if you charge it at the...
You get a new battery. Your battery doesn't hold the charge, you got to get a new battery.
Got
to get initiated. Diksha means you get a new battery. Your new life, Dvija, you're born again. You say Dvija. That's what Dvija means. You get a brand new supercharged battery. You say Dvija, twice born. The old self doesn't hold the charge, then you need initiation. Then you have the spiritual master Shakti.
To
keep you always enlivened and surcharged. And if you're not enlivened, this means you're forgetting your guru, that's all. The disciple always meditates on his spiritual master, holding his lotus feet of Guru Maharaj within his heart as every minute. He's never discouraged or depressed. He always feels that Guru Maharaj's lotus feet are right there in his heart. Sweet, sweet, what a treat. Can't be beat, those two lotus feet. You see, Guru Maharaj's lotus feet, they're my shelter, they're my treasure. I hold them in my heart very tightly. Then you'll never be without energy. The whole disciplic succession will be empowering you and energizing you. You'll be fired up. So don't be fried by forgetting your spiritual master. Be fired up by always remembering your spiritual master. If you're feeling morose, it simply means you're forgetting your spiritual master. That's all. So stop forgetting him. Always meditate on my wonderful spiritual master who is pulling me out of this material existence. It's like you're a disciple of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, you see. You.
I am.
Yes.
He's asking the question.
Oh, I'm transferring it back to you.
Какво правя в смисъл, за какви глупости се занимавам, вместо да отида да върша някакво истинско служене за Кришна, каквото, както нали, нещо да отида да сготвя, да разпространя някоя книга или нещо такова, аз да тук и си говоря с някакви хора за някакви телефони, за някакви глупости. Първо това е много така, смисъл, че мен тази работа не ми се струва свързана и камо ли пък цялата група парампара да дойде да ми даде някаква енергия, за да ходя да върша на някакъв мултимилиардер, който поддържа някакви кладници с парите си, да ходя да му изкарвам още пари на него с моята работа. Цялата група парам-парам и дава шакти, за да изкарвам на някакви пари. В смисъл, окей, аз изкарвам нещо там дребничко за Кришна,
So he's not sure that he cannot understand how I'm working this job, and he's wondering why should I do this instead of cooking something for Krishna or
If you don't need to work a job, then don't do it. You can get your income without working a job, then don't work a job. Also, it means do the needful, just maintain your family in Krishna consciousness. That's all. Just like I was very nicely trained as a brahmachari for 14 years of brahmachari life, and then Krishna arranged a preaching opportunity for me. I took a household of life to expand my preaching activities, and I found I was now working a job in the corporate America. And but as soon as I got an opportunity to earn my livelihood in a different way, I immediately gave up my career as a computer programmer.
Както аз бях 14 години брамачари, след това станах семейен, за да увелича своето служене и започнах да работя работа, но когато...
As soon as I could get out, I got out as soon as I could. I went from computer programmer to sales manager, back to Godhead Magazine.
Но когато се отдаде възможност, аз незабавно напуснах работата си, от компютърен програмист станах продажби на Back to Godhead.
So we were trained in our Dallas community, which I was a member, that every householder should be responsible and get a job. Be an exemplary householder, like Bhaktivedanta Thakur had a job. Every householder should get a job. We were trained like that.
В Далас ни обучаваха, че всеки отговорен семейен, както Бхактивинода Такур, трябва да си намери работа.
And you must give every month a donation to the temple from your income. You must do.
И всеки месец трябва да давате дарение на храма от приходите.
So even though I had an entry-level job, the pay was very little, still I was every month giving money to the temple.
И понеже бях току-що бях поступил на работа, получавах малко пари, но всеки път давах.
So in this way, I felt good. I'm doing my duty as a householder. I'm showing an ideal example. I was going to Mangalarti every day. I was, full morning program, everything. And giving money to the temple and living very simply, but giving everything I could to Krishna, and I felt really good about that.
И се чувствах много добре, защото давах част от приходите си на храма. Също живеех много семпо, посещавах
малко. But as soon as I got a chance, I got out. I gave up that career. I retired. After 3 years in the corporate workplace, I retired.
Веднага, що ми се даде възможност, след 3 години в това работно място, аз се...
Those 14 years of brahmachari training.
След 14 години обучение в брамачария.
I was a preacher. I wasn't a sudra worker. But I was enlivened doing that because I knew it was preaching, you see. I was showing an example by my activities. But 3 years was enough for me. I haven't worked full time since then in the material world. So the thing is, you do whatever is required to maintain to take care of your, you have a nice Krishna conscious wife, a nice daughter, so Krishna has given you a nice household life. Now you have to maintain them nicely and keep, make sure their material needs are met.
Krishna ти е дал хубава съпруга и дете, сега ти трябва да ги поддържаш, за да всички ти нужди да са посрещнати.
So do that with full sincerity and Krishna will bless you.
Прави това с пълна искреност и Кришна ще те благослови.
If she gives you an alternative service where you can still maintain yourself and be more involved in preaching, then take it. But if he doesn't, you have to just keep doing what you're doing.
И ако Кришна ти даде някаква альтернативна възможност за служене, ти можеш да го приемеш, но ако отнеш...
It's up to Krishna. He's the maintainer of everyone.
Ти продължи да правиш това, което правиш. Зависи от Кришна, той поддържа всички.
That's confirmed in the Katha Upanishad. Eko bahunam yo vidatati kaman. Krishna is maintaining.
Katha Upanishad se kazva, che Krishna poddrža vsichki.
So you just have to fully surrender to Krishna and say, my Lord, do whatever you want with me. If you want me to work for the rest of my life in a job, I'm willing to do. If you want me to preach, whatever you want to do, do with me. I belong to you, and that's it.
Просто молися на Кришна, Господи, аз ти принадлежа, прави с мен каквото поискаш, ако искаш да работиш.
Whatever you're going through now is Krishna's arrangement for your purification.
Всичко, което преминаваш сега, това е аранжимент на Кришна за твоето пречистване.
Because let's face it, Prabhu, we are contaminated.
Защото нека си го признаваме, Прабху, ние
сме. My love, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Can you claim you're free from these six enemies? So the brahmachari, his austerity is he can't have a girlfriend. And your austerity is you have to maintain your girlfriend. Everybody has to do an austerity, you see. Everyone has to do an austerity. The brahmacharis, they have austerity, you have austerity. So, one should not say, oh, I can't handle austerity.
No.
Then you will always be, your mind will always be disturbed. You should see this austerity is the mercy of Krishna. Let me embrace this austerity. And do it in a first class way. You understand? In this way, Krishna will bless. So we're getting a little bit over time here today. The kirtan is over time and now the class is over time. So since we have work to do, we'll stop here. We thank you all so much for your attending the Bhagavatam class today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.